Elizabeth, I'll get you a chair.
So you can be in the circle. You don't need to be sitting way off yonder.
There she is. Good. Come in.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're looking at continuance in this whole thing of grace. And we said grace is when God looks at you as though you already are what you eventually will be, and He treats you that way. Okay? Grace is what we receive. So often grace has been taught that it's we're not accountable to our sins because we're saved by grace, which has nothing to do with grace. Okay, that has to do with mercy. The blood of Jesus has taken away our sin, and He has provided mercy for us. Grace is what we receive. Mercy is what we don't receive. Mercy has to do with we deserved to die. The wages of sin is death, so we deserve to die. We didn't, because Jesus died in our place. That huge word called propitiation. Okay? And provided then for us justification. But grace is always on a positive side. Grace is what we're receiving from God. So you receive, you made a new creation in Christ. Okay? That's grace. You're born from above. Something from heaven came into you, and you were born again, born from above. That's grace. So everything that you're receiving by grace. You're not finished yet. Okay? It's all a matter of perspective. But if you look from your perspective, you think you're all messed up, unless you're full of pride, and then you think you're the greatest person on earth. We not only have to deal with our own perspective, but everyone else's perspective, who knows you're the worst person on earth, you know, and I'm glad to tell you so, how messed up you are. So it's hard for us to imagine God looking at us and saying, "You are my delight. I am delighted in you." God looks and He sees a bride without spot or blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. So God is looking by His perspective. He sees us finished. We talked last month about who for the joy that was set before Him with Jesus, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father on high. And we know then from Jude, because it's telling about this joy of Jesus presenting us to the Father. And it's the same perspective, see, as the bride and the bridegroom.